You just want him to be a filler. You don't want him to have to start like he's had to.
He's just he you know what he is? He's just the guy in the office everybody loves. That's all he is. You know, and you just don't have the heart to get rid of him. That's what it is. He's like the guy in Office Space with the stapler.
We worked with somebody like that.
Cuz I feel like, all right, they got the dude from the Titans, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. He's tall. He's like 6'2".
Yeah, you're not getting plus with him.
No, I'm not getting too much juice with him. He's probably going to be like a plus 300 guy, if I had to guess.
There's a reason why your guy, Julian Hill, was plus 1,500.
I know.
Because he never caught touchdowns!
He still hasn't scored one.
Dude,
he came so close.
You know what game, right?
What is this, 3 years?
That was the Buffalo game.
3 years?
He was right there.
And he fell down.
I'm like, me covering the team, I'm excited for my boy. I'm like, oh, wow. Like, this is it. Julian Hill. Tobin's going to be a genius. He'll never let us live this down. But he's also going to have some money. He's going to be rich. Nah, they messed it up, man. He just slipped. And the ball was coming to him. He was all alone.
He has zero touchdowns in 2 seasons, so he's going on to year 3. Last year, he had 12 catches on 19 targets for 100 yards, average 8 yards a catch, and no touchdowns. His longest game was 17 yards. He had a fumble.
That's what you need. Not only did he score a touchdown, but he stopped the team.
2 fumbles, no touchdowns in 2 years.
Ooh, he checked one word. Chase Claypool.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Oh, I just got punched in the stomach.
This ain't why you got to bring up some old stuff. OBJ. Woo! Every time I see Marcos, I want to kick him in the junk over there.
Oh, OBJ. I told you guys, you're getting fleeced. I said it.
Should have known when I was watching Love Island. I saw more of him on Love Island than I did on the football field.
Yep.
Schmeathan said, did this idiot just say one word? Chase Claypool?
Yeah, it's 2 words.
Evan 11 says, first touchdown of 2025 will be Julian Hill. Mark the tape.
Is
Evan 11 telling me I should not only bet anytime touchdown, I should bet first touchdown Julian Hill? But that counts for opponents too, yeah? I'm just going to go with anytime. I'm not going to get stupid.
No, don't be stupid with first time.
Hey,
but
the first touchdown of the season will be Tyreek or Jalen.
I cannot wait until I get the first Julian Hill is balling out in camp. I'm going to be so excited.
I think you're wrong.
No, you're not.
I'm going to be so excited.
Guy. Wait.
When
Vlad, Devon Achane will get the first touchdown
even,
of the season.
Even with your team, the Jets.
Yes.
There's always those one or two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, the same name comes up balling in camp.
Yep.
When I was in Cleveland, you know who that guy was?
Who?
Keenan McCardle.
Oh. Thunder. Right?
And then he went to Jacksonville. And
baller.
Was, and
well, no, he got, you know how they, so here's what would happen. He would make the team until the last cut. Then they would cut him. He would go somewhere else, get some, you know, time, ball out a little bit. They would cut him. He would come back. And then the last 5 games of the season, every year for the Browns.
He'll ball out.
Ball out. 4 touchdowns, 200-yard games, or whatever. I'm like, this guy can't help us, right? How he ended up in Jacksonville was expansion draft. And Jaguars picked him up. And he was unbelievable with them. He ended up with almost 1,000 catches.
Dade South says it right. He says, Tobin loves Eazy in preseason. Eric Ezukama is going to look like Randy Moss in the preseason.
Wait, we know, everybody knows, you're going to hear somebody who's writing about the Dolphins talk about one or two players, and it's going to sound like you can't remember if this last year or this year.
Like, they're going to get into those fourth quarters, Vlad, with Quinn Ewers, and Eric Ezukama's going to be like, this dude's going to be bagging groceries next week. Just throw it on up. I'm going to cook him.
I think I'm covering the team again. Thank God it's only went home preseason, and it's the last game of the season. Because having 2 preseason games watching all these – the Quinn Ewers.
I don't think you're going to see anybody play because you know what the new thing is, right?
What's the
new
thing?
It's the joint practices.
Joint practice.
Yeah.
So they're doing joint practice with everybody this year, so you're not going to see anybody in these preseason games.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, dude. No way.
They play three preseason games.
Well, you see your boy Zach Wilson.
And they practice against all three of them.
We're gonna see Zach and Quinn.
We're going to see a lot of Zach and Quinn. Yeah. A lot of Zach and
so,
Quinn.
So let me ask you this, Leroy and Tovin. With one, they're about to add another game soon. Yeah. And it's only going to be two preseason games.
Just what we need.
We're not going to have preseason. What's the point of having preseason games?
You need to hear. The point of preseason is to get some live action, because even if you have joint practices, people aren't tackling and people aren't, you know, learning how to brace yourself for tackling. And that was one of the things I had to go through camp, right? Like, if I was going to carry the ball 15 times during training camp and we played a series where I just ran straight down the field, I would say, I need another series. They go, you did well. I'm like, I didn't get tackled. I didn't have to avoid a hit. I didn't have to. And so there's certain things you have, especially for me. If my first contact was during the regular season, you best believe I'm coughing that thing up. It's something about getting hit.
Don't be so hard on yourself, man.
No, I'm telling you. You got to prepare for that.